Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I'm back on r/amitherbutthole, which by the way is one of my favorite subreddits. If you haven't heard of it before, people who aren't sure whether they're in the right or the wrong in a certain situation post their stories on Reddit, and then everyone else comments below telling them, no, you're fine, or actually mate, you're kind of in the wrong here. This is what this video is all about. Let's get into it. And as always, with these four stories in today's episode, comment your opinions down below. I want to hear what you think. Am I the butthole for inviting my girlfriend on an expensive vacation and expecting her to pay all of her share? I make a lot more than her. My girlfriend, myself, my parents, and my brother and his wife all went on vacation in another country a week ago. My brother and I were the ones who did most of the planning of the itinerary, although we did ask everyone else for input. For background, I make around $150,000 as an IT consultant. My girlfriend is a teacher, making $45,000. My parents are pretty affluent, as well as my brother and sister-in-law. My girlfriend knew this trip was coming up, and took on a second job waitressing on the weekends for several months to get ready for it. We've always split things 50-50 in the 2 years we've been together. There were a few times on the vacation where she did not go on outings with us. Wine tasting, scuba diving, etc. She also would only eat two meals a day, simply stating that she was on a budget. My family does favour more high-end, expensive places. My parents, though, thought it was very strange that she only eats two meals a day, although normally she eats three. When we got home, I asked her why she skipped out on several of the outings and only ate two meals a day. I mentioned how I heard her stomach growling one night and said I was concerned about her having an eating disorder. She got teary-eyed and said that three meals a day wasn't fiscally feasible for her, and neither were the outings that she chose not to go on. She went on three of the six outings. She said she wasn't expecting everything to cost so much and that she was overwhelmed. She also said she doesn't know if this is going to work long term, if she's expected to go on vacations like that with people who make so much more than her. I feel bad that I didn't pick up on her discomfort sooner. But we did agree to split everything 50-50, and I don't know why she agreed to come if the cost was an issue. Guys, not gonna lie, I've done quite a lot of videos now on this subreddit, and this guy, hands down, is the biggest butthole I've ever come across. I'm sorry. I mean, dude, I don't want to, like, mug you off or anything, but you're earning three times as much as your partner. You're still splitting stuff 50-50 to the extent that she is having to get a second job after already being a teacher, which everyone knows is a criminally underpaid position, to even, you know, go on the holiday. And even on that holiday, she's so financially aware of how much stuff is costing that she can't even be comfortable. She can't even go and eat with you. She's having two meals a day. She's having to starve herself and not go on any of the outings because she's so worried about money. And I blame you. What an absolute sorry. As always, guys, leave your comments down below. If you think I'm being too harsh, fair enough, but I'm sorry, this guy is up there. He really is. All right, then, moving on to our next post. I can't actually remember a video that has started with someone being as blatant a butthole as that before, but anyway, my classmate saved goldfish by releasing them into the ocean. I called her an idiot. My classmate recently made a TikTok and she showed a group of people at lunchtime it. They were next to our table, so I overheard the girl say, "Hey, look at my TikTok I made. Come check it out." And in it, she explains how she rescued goldfish from the pet store, releasing them into the ocean so they can live free. What is that? She explains how she rescued goldfish from the pet store and released them into the ocean so they can live free. What am I reading, guys? I was horrified upon hearing this. I love fish, and I have several aquariums, so I'm fairly knowledgeable on them. I walk over, and I ask her to show me the video, and I facepalmed. She asked me why, and I said, "You realize you're actually stupid, right? Like, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen." Her friend says, "Well, that's just rude. Why would you say that? Because she cares?" To which I had to explain that goldfish are freshwater fish. They can't survive in the ocean because it's salt water. So literally, all of those goldfish were dead in minutes. They basically choked to death as salt filled up their gills. Lastly, you never release animals into the wild. There are goldfish that are destroying our rivers and lakes because of idiots like her. They say that I'm a bully and walk away. I later actually get called into the principal's office, who told me I was expected to apologize. And I said no, I stand by what I said. Screw ignorant people who destroy the environment. My parents were called over and I got sent home. And my parents are actually angry that I refused to apologize. I might end up getting suspended. I mean, seriously, I mean, maybe you were a little bit strong in the way that you were telling this person about, you know, what they shouldn't be doing and that they were being an idiot, but they were. So I don't really get it. You're definitely not the butthole, by the way. And also, like, it's clear that you're just way more clued up on the environment and also, like, you know, fish in general than this person. Maybe you could have said, like, maybe you could have tried to go with, like, the educational route, but they were just stupid. They've killed fish. Let them know they're stupid. Why not? I can't get suspended for that. Surely that's an absolute joke. Now moving on to our third story. Am I the butthole for calling my sister-in-law a racist after she compared my cooking to making Kung Pao chicken? For some context, I've been married to my wife for roughly 10 years, and we're a mixed race couple. I'm Asian and she's Caucasian. Now, I've gotten along with the majority of her family, her mother, brother, sister, but I've always felt like her father and other sister, Sarah, never liked me. I'm a professionally trained chef with 15 plus years of experience, and I work at a high-end Chinese restaurant, a spin-off of a popular one in Beijing in a large US city. My crew and I have won several awards, and I've been explicitly told I'll be the next executive chef. Now, Sarah, my sister-in-law, is also a professionally trained chef and works at a popular upscale French restaurant in the city. She constantly brags about it and, no joke, compares herself out loud to Ramsay and Bourdain. Whenever I'm at my mother-in-law and father-in-law's house and helping out in the kitchen, Sarah always criticizes everything I do. Whether it's chopping, braising, marinating, etc., she always butts in with comments like, I actually think you should do that like this. Now, I've been patient for my wife and sidestepping those comments, saying things like, thanks, but I'll think I'll stick to the way I do it. Things came to a head 2 weeks ago when my wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, and I were in her parents' kitchen, prepping dinner for my mother-in-law's birthday. We were running a bit behind, so things were heated, which I kind of like because it reminded me of work, and that's when Sarah walked in. She took one look at what I was doing, scoffed, and said something like, oh, wow, okay, so that is not the right way of doing things. It hit a nerve, and I pretty sternly told her to stop criticizing my cooking, and that I'm also a chef like her. She laughed and said, making Kung Pao chicken at some Chinese restaurant doesn't count. The kitchen went silent. My father-in-law snorted, chuckled, and my mother-in-law said, Sarah, what is wrong with you? I stopped what I was doing, swore at her and called her a racist POS, apologized to my mother-in-law for not being able to stay, and left for home with my wife. Apparently, this caused a massive fight after we left, with my mother-in-law, brother-in-law, other sister-in-law taking my side, and my father-in-law and Sarah saying it was a joke but kind of true, and that I was being too sensitive. The extended family somehow got wind of this, and now everyone is arguing and taking sides, with my wife even getting texts from some of her cousins apologizing for Sarah's behavior. Despite being on my side, my wife is begging me to apologize so that the fighting will stop, but I refuse to because screw Sarah and her blatant racism. So, am I the butthole? Absolutely not, OP, 100% no way, but I'm actually not sure it's racist. Yeah, it is completely ignorant of Chinese cuisine on the whole and the way it's made, and it kind of, you know, puts down how hard it is to make Chinese food, but I'm not completely sure it's racist as such. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's not really the point of the story, but saying she's racist because she said all you do is make Kung Pao chicken, well, you kind of do. You work in a Chinese restaurant, no? It's kind of like me saying all you do is make burgers if you worked in a kind of like American style restaurant. I don't think that's racist, is it? I might be wrong there, but let me know. But yeah, as I say, it definitely is ignorant. Funny story, I've been to a restaurant in the Shard in London. It's a Chinese restaurant and the food is unbelievable. It definitely doesn't take like 5 minutes to make. It is not fast food. It's not mass produced. It's incredible. It's so nice. And I know they spent ages doing it in the kitchens, and it's Chinese food. So it's definitely ignorant. Not all Chinese food is fast food, and a lot of Chinese food is incredibly, you know, hard to make. But I don't know it's racist. Let me know. Comment down below.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And now, moving on to our final post of today's episode. Am I the butthole for telling the truth in the wedding toast? Oh my god, that is going to be good. I am a 30-year-old male, and my best friend got married last week. I just bought a house, and my wife is expecting our son in November. So I let him know I was limited in what I could contribute financially, but I did tell him I would try my best. So, I went to the bachelor party in Maine, I rented the tux, and paid for mine and my wife's dinner at the rehearsal dinner. I also had a gift of $300 that I was going to give them, but we will get to why I didn't end up doing that. His now wife, then fiance, texted me multiple times a day with updates. Fine. I didn't always respond, and it got to the point though where if I didn't respond at least once a day, I'd get a call from my buddy. I've got a full-time job, and I'm redoing some rooms in my house, so I am busy. Now, she texted me for the following reasons. 1. My wife was not allowed to talk about our pregnancy at all. She didn't want anyone to focus on that more than her, the bride. She was not going to order special food for my wife. No one asked her to. My wife was fine with whatever she was going to be served, by the way. I was not helping the groom enough. He had to help the bride, her, with favors, seating charts, and programs, so I had to help him with those things, according to her. She also said to get ready to help with thank you notes after the wedding. Next, she said if I was a true best man, I would offer to pay for the bar bill. I don't even know what that means. Well, sorry, you'd offer to pay for the bar bill of a whole wedding as a best man? That would never happen. That's thousands of... Really? 5th, she had to read and approve my speech before the rehearsal dinner and wanted to be included as much as my buddy. What the hell? She told me to make up things if I had to. Sorry, what? I was also not allowed to include anyone but the two of them. And no inside jokes or stories about my buddy that didn't include her. That's the whole point of a best man's speech. What is going on here? And finally, her last text said to tell my wife to keep it together and not make a pregnancy scene during the wedding. Also, she wanted her to choose a dress that downplayed her pregnancy as much as possible. How insecure is this person? I was just so aggravated. I spoke to my friend to see if he could reason with her. He told me just to play ball on this one. It's her day, and to cut him a break, because he'd be dealing with her nonsense for the rest of his life. I was annoyed, but I calmed down. If he is already admitting that he's gonna have to deal with her for the rest of his life, that's not a good start, is it? My god. The day of, all the bride and my buddy do is scold me, berate me, and bark orders. I head down to the bar for a drink. The bride's mother is there and warns me not to get drunk because I've ruined her daughter's day enough. That was the final straw. I didn't give them the card with the cash. And in the speech, I used my friend's exact wording about having to deal with her nonsense for the rest of his life. Oh my god. I wished him the best and told him I'd always be there for him, especially during the divorce. Am I the but? Oh my. That is unbelievable. Okay. That one takes the cake. Boys and girls, that one takes the cake. I mean, honestly, let me know, because I don't know. Everyone in that story could have done better and did some pretty horrific things. I mean, I was completely siding with the bloke who wrote this for the majority of the story. Like, obviously, what these people are asking of you is unbelievable, so there's not even any need to even, you know, discuss that. It's ridiculous. But you have then just ruined their entire day with that speech. And I get that obviously you felt bad about everything that was happening to you and being forced upon you and being asked of you. And I completely get that. That's absolutely fine. But then to go and ruin their day and say that as a best man, you cannot wait for the divorce and that you'll be there for your buddy when that happens, that's too much as well. I actually think that is worse than everything that they've done, because you've ruined their wedding day. One of the best moments of anyone's life. I mean, that's going to do it for the vid, guys. That's going to do it for this one. Please comment down below, because clearly I have no idea what I'm talking about. That has shocked me to my core. Everyone in that stuff, I mean, put all those people in a room, World War III might break out. That's how bad all those people were. The reaction to OP's wedding speech there must have been nothing short of unbelievable. We're going to leave it there. Wow. See you next time, maybe, if I recover from this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Peace.